In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You got the American Adversaries. Are you all welled up with anticipation? Something great's getting ready to happen in the world? Nah, I ain't talking about Helsinki. I'm talking about the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. That's right, folks. We're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, presently on 1520 WBZW. Of course, always on AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart devices. And you can still download the free Answer Orlando app. And, of course, on Alexa devices and Facebook, we are up and flying on the Titan Cave Cam. You will see that that is Aubrey Kahn, the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, sitting in the host's chair. I call it the driver's seat. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart, sporting my Creeps on a Mission T-shirt. Just got it in the mail yesterday. And I didn't even get a chance to wash it. I usually don't do that with new clothes. I usually wash them before I wear them. But this time I decided just to go ahead and put it on.
So which creep are you?
Well, the one inside the shirt. The ones on the outside of the shirt you got right here. You got Strzok, you know, who testified the other day. Yeah. This is Andrew Weissman. Now, yes. He's the one who people don't know his face so easily. Of course, you got Hare Mulaw. Lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey. This is, see him hiding right there? That's Andrew McCabe.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then this is Bruce Orr right here. And then, of course, we know who that is. That's Lisa Page. And evidently true to what Sidney Powell said on our show Friday, it looks like she's spilling the beans. And she's opening up. Let's put it this way. They've been able to get straighter answers out of her than either Comey or Strzok. Surprise, surprise.
Well, Strzok's got more experience in
lying.
Deception.
He certainly showed it the other day.
But Lisa Page has got lots of experience in opening up.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we are, as I said, live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. The Rays are now entangled in a tie game with Minnesota. I bet they wish they could have a couple of runs that they had scored last night when they thumped the Twins, romped all over them in a 19-4 or 5 shellacking. They were ahead today, 5-2, I think it was, and evidently now the score is tied. Somewhere in the late innings. So we will keep you appraised of that situation. In the meantime, wherever you are listening and, of course, watching if you are on Facebook, you can just sit back and enjoy the show. For those of you who would rather listen to us on the other stations, we'll certainly let you know when we are up on those stations. And this, of course, happens from time to time during the baseball season, and we make the best of it. And thank you, folks, for helping us do just that. And Jeff Sinis is on the bridge coming off of birthday week. And it looked like you had a good time out there at Disney there today, Jeff.
I sure did.
Yeah. What'd you have for lunch?
I had a grouper sandwich and lobster corn dogs. It was pretty good, actually.
All right. Well, let me ask Aubrey Kahn here. Is that a healthy lunch that he had there, Aubrey?
Sorry, I was busy
He had a grouper.
Somewhere else.
A grouper sandwich and a corn dog.
Oh, no, it's lobster corn dog.
Wow. Yeah, the corn dog is definitely not what.
Well, lobster dog it was.
Oh, a lobster dog.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
sounds interesting.
We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, hey, by the way, speaking of birthdays, it won't be that long before you'll be celebrating one, won't it?
November.
All right.
It's coming up.
All right. And prior to that, in September, we'll be celebrating our 8-year-old birthday doing this here show. And Jeff was right there very first night. Uh-oh.
It was.
We're getting a message on Facebook. I hope that doesn't mean it's getting ready to go down.
Let's have a look.
All right, we'll check on that. So 407-774-8255 is the number. Of course, we'll be here live until 8 o'clock tonight. And then you got Mark Walters who will be on live after us. And I anticipate him to be talking about something that we're going to spend some time talking about here in a few minutes that happened over the weekend in Chicago. There was finally a shooting in Chicago that looks like it's going to get some national attention. And we'll you may have heard the brief news story during the break there, but we'll bring you up to date on that and talk about that, as I said, here in a few minutes. We're also going to be talking about, of course, the president's visit to Helsinki and his meeting with Vladimir Putin. And the president himself has arrived. He and the first lady have arrived in Helsinki. And he's got his foreign policy team with him, with the exception, I think, of Mike Pompeo, who will be back with the president. Pompeo went home from the NATO thing. He didn't go to England with the president. Mm-hmm. He came back to the United States, and now he's going to be back in Helsinki for the meetings tomorrow. And, of course, the president still intends to have his one-on-one with Vladimir Putin. We'll be talking about that a little bit more extensively later on in the show. But, of course, that is the story of the evening all over the networks and cable TV because they think that Putin is going to roll Trump. As I said, we'll talk about that here in a little while. But first of all, it appears, well, not appears as though, France has won the World Cup. Did you know that? Am I spoiling anything?
Not for me, you're not.
Yeah, and it turned out to be a memorable occasion for several reasons. First of all, for France, obviously, it's their only second time in a World Cup final. I don't know if they won the other time or not, but Croatia evidently had never been to a World Cup final, and for a while it was tied 1-1.
And for a small country like Croatia to get that far
is pretty.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think Joe Tipp's probably very proud.
Indeed, he is probably very sad tonight, too, but very proud that they got to the finals and now will be second. They are now second place in the overall tournament. And, by the way, England lost to Belgium the other day for third place in the so-called third place. Anyway, France won, and a couple things happened. To make it a little bit more memorable, there were four, what they call them, there was a pitch invasion. Now, what's a pitch in soccer? Can you explain?
The soccer field.
Okay, so the field itself is called the pitch?
Yes.
Okay, well, there were four people who invaded the pitch out of the crowd all at once. And there's a particular group in Russia who is claiming credit for this. This was an all-female rock and roll group whose name I hesitate to say on the show because it
sounds a little otherwise.
A little risque, you know. Just think of what Trump said he was grabbing and then tag on the word riots to it.
Oh, little cat.
Something.
Little cat riots.
Little cat riots. Okay, mm-hmm. That's close enough for us, okay? They are claiming credit for this. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. One or two of them had actually been imprisoned by Vladimir Putin for some stuff that they had been saying on stage when they would do their shows. So some pretty bold kittens there. Mm-hmm. Also, there was an absolute torrential downpour during the trophy award ceremony. And the only one who had an umbrella was, of course, Vladimir Putin.
And, because he's a man's man.
Yes. And
who rides bare-chested on a horse in the middle of winter.
Eventually, they did get umbrellas for most of the rest of the dignitaries, but only after they were completely soaked.
So what was the point?
Including Emmanuel Macron and the president of Croatia, whose name I'm even not even going to attempt to say, and everybody else except Putin. So a lot of the photographs you'll probably be seeing are going to be of Putin standing in a downpour in the middle of a huge crowd, and he the only one with an umbrella and presumably dry, except maybe for his feet. I could never get an umbrella, which you would work enough to keep your feet dry, right? All right, so anyway.
Obviously, people haven't seen the size of your feet, right?
I guess so. That or I don't know how to use an umbrella, but a lot of people would say that. So anyway, congratulations to France. And then congratulations to a guy named, John Sen. Have you ever heard of John Sen? Spelled, by the way, C-Y-N-N.
No.
Well, he was in a tournament that went on all night long. Evidently, they had a couple of record-long tournaments in the semifinals for Wimbledon. And then, of course, what usually happens when you have that in the semifinal, the final is...
It's a cakewalk.
It was a three-set blowout by Djokovic, or however you pronounce his name.
And Miss Williams didn't win either.
Yeah, she lost two, yeah. But she made it to the final, which is pretty remarkable considering she just had a child.
She's a tough cookie, that.
Yeah, both Serena, both Williams sisters. Mm. Yeah, I've always been impressed with them. They'll go down in history as two of the best tennis players in women's tennis.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it.
And
certainly,
no doubt.
Certainly the two best sisters ever seen, the court. But John Sen won $8.8 million in the poker playoff, the poker tournament.
I feel for him.
Yeah, don't you feel bad for him? And Tony Miles, who evidently pulled off the bluff of all bluffs in these poker tournaments. And I actually watched a little bit of it last night. I was just kind of going through the channels and stumbled on it. And it was interesting because they had this huge pile of cash right between the two final players. Mm. And I think they were playing Texas Hold'em. I'm not sure. I know how to play stud, and I know how to play, 21 or whatever you want to call it, Texas Hold'em is not one of my fortes, but anyway, Miles took home $5 million as the runner up in the poker tournament.
Well, I think I'm going to have to approach them and start a GoFundMe page so they can donate television to me.
When I was listening last night, Miles was actually ahead. He had 200 million chips, and Sen was not too far behind with 1.85 million. And as I said, Miles will go down as pulling off one of the best bluffs, but Sen is the one who ended up pulling it out. And, a bluff, it's a big embarrassment to the guy that a lot of this poker stuff's all about,
it's a mental game.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to know the odds. You've got to remember the cards.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this story coming out of Chicago, which you're probably going to hear more about over the news. And maybe in an odd sort of way, this will bring attention to a problem that has gotten no attention and needs to get a lot of attention. Well, I'll have to tell you what all that attention stuff is about, so I hope I keep your attention when we come back on the other side of the
break. He has every intention of things.
Yes, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
exactly the 4th of July, but
nor
it was pretty
Saturday.
Close. Well, it was Saturday last night.
Yeah.
When they were rioting in the parks, you might say, of Chicago. There was a shooting in Chicago of a black man that finally got some, or is getting some, beginning to get some national attention. And probably if the... Oh, don't tell me. By the way, hey, John, thanks for the remarks on Facebook. We intend to do exactly that. Something is now, it's telling us something else. Aubrey Kahn is going to check on that. Whatever it is, just click out of it there, Aubrey. Yeah, just, is what? Did what? How about that? They're penalizing us for playing, it looks like, for playing... All right, we're resuming. We were playing too much of Chicago over there, I guess, right?
Intro music, yeah.
All right, so hello, Facebook, artificial intelligence, whoever's listening out there. All right, so we reached them. So the shooting in Chicago... last night, actually, it occurred the night before last, if I'm not mistaken. It was a, let me pull the story up here, but it was a barber that goes by the name of Snoop, who was, had confronted the police, and they challenged him. According to the police reports, he evidently had what looked to be a weapon in his waistband. He made some aggressive moves toward the police officers, and they shot him. Now, there are some claims that he was shot in the back, and I'm trying to pull up the story right now to see if there's any later. Police officer fatally shot a local barber, and this sparked riots last night where four officers were injured and four protesters were arrested.
And police cars destroyed and so on. The normal stuff that happens in Chicago.
All right. Here is an update from the Chicago Police Advisory. It's a Chicago Police Advisory. It says, and I'll read it, officers assigned to a foot assignment observe a man exhibiting characteristics of an armed person. Officers go to question him when a confrontation ensues and he is shot. The man was fatally wounded, a weapon recovered on scene. And then this from the Chicago Tribune. I'll read this. Hours after a man was shot and killed by police Saturday in Chicago's South Shore neighborhood, a chaotic scene unfolded as more than 100 people began chanting murderers as some pushed police, flipped them off, or threw bottles. And it appears if you look at the videos that there's more than 100, but then you see remarks like this on the social media: "Our black kids keep getting killed. We just want to live." Now, this is not meant to address the black kids that are killed on a weekly basis in Chicago.
By other black kids.
No, exactly. This is meant to address the few, very few, who are being killed by police
right
around
now,
the nation.
Do they mention what color the police were?
No, they do not.
And you know why?
They do say that it was a woman. It was a female police officer right. who shot the individual.
Because under normal circumstances, if it had been a white policeman, they would mention his color.
It's quite possible that she was an officer of color. I have not seen anything yet to reveal that.
Interesting.
As I said, I anticipate, and of course I don't get anything from Mark Walters. I just kind of anticipate, more or less, make educated guesses.
He's going to be talking about it tonight.
I would anticipate
that,
yes. And he may have more details than what we have now. So I will be listening on the way home. For in part that very reason. But the overall point is still valid here, I think, that I wanted to make and spend some time talking about, and that is it took a black man to be killed by a police officer in Chicago to draw attention to it. Now,
obviously the mainstream media, if they report this much at all, because they got so much, you know, other stuff they're chomping on, and if they don't see, if they see in this a trap, they may seek to avoid it. And the trap here is clearly, okay, fine, you're going to talk about this, but where have you been so far this year alone? And bless his heart, Mike McBath comes here and here on a fairly regular basis with statistics, the update on the latest from Chicago. And a typical weekend in Chicago
is 40 people.
Is three or four dozen people shot.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere from a half a dozen to a dozen killed.
Killed, right.
And the, many times the people who are shot and or killed are innocent bystanders. It's a significant proportion. I'm guessing, but it's probably somewhere between 10 and 15 or 20% are actually just innocent people caught up in crossfire.
Don't expect the media to run with this for much longer.
Well, they're not running, so far they're not running with it at all.
At all.
Because they're so, as I said, they're so caught up in Trump and the indictments the other day.
If it had been in Florida, they would run with it because the governor is running for the Senate.
Well, there are politics involved, right.
This is Rahm Emanuel's area.
Yep.
They're not going to do anything to besmirch a Democrat in power.
Well, and now that you mention that, that's why this might actually work to the advantage of, say, President Trump in an odd sort of way. But that's the state of affairs in the world today, isn't it? And here's what I mean by that. They're not going to want to mess with Rahm Emanuel.
Right.
But there's a lot of people in Chicago who are not or no longer Rahm Emanuel fans. And so the fact that the Black Lives Matter and other people like that are going to try to make an issue out of this, if they are frustrated because of what you're talking about, that may sour them on, not that they're ever going to be Trump fans or anything like that, but it could sour them on the Democrat establishment, shall we say, and the media. You know, these are, it's a quirky situation because, as I said, if they bring attention to this, it's going to naturally bring with it attention to the murders that go on in Chicago on a regular basis and where has been their voice while all that's been going on. You know, even Spike Lee, when he made that movie Chi-Raq, you know, he thought he had done something, a big favor for everybody, and he got so much black backlash from the black community that he pretty much disavows it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he made a movie and called it Chi-Raq was because a black man who was, say, in the military had a greater chance of being gunned down in Chicago than
out in the battlefield.
In Baghdad, right. Mm-hmm. And so it's a human tragedy story that the media does not want to touch because the solution is law and order and imposing law and order and cracking down on gangs and doing the stuff that a guy named Trump got himself elected, claiming we're not doing enough of. And the if there is an angle to it, they, of course, will try to turn it on the police, make the police, you know, the villains in this, make Trump the villain in this somehow. And but the media has played their role in this by their silence. And because their silence allows guys like Rahm Emanuel to skate. Mm-hmm. It allows him to not be held responsible for these people who are killed in his city on a regular basis.
They're complicit in it.
Exactly. And by the way, the murders that happen in Chicago, I think it's something like 98% of them happen in like about a
borough. Yeah.
It's like a 6 square mile area in the south side of Chicago. And by the way, the blacks there have complaints that go beyond the police that also implicate Rahm Emanuel. And I'll get back to you on that angle of this story when we come back with more of the American Adversaries on a Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. And don't forget, Armed American Radio follows us at 8 o'clock. And they'll have a lot on this, as I'm pretty sure, anyway. We'll be right back. Right back.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Police shot and killed a man today suspected of shooting and wounding three Kansas City police officers. He emerged from the home in the southeast part of the city and was killed in an exchange of gunfire. All three officers are expected to live. The first two were shot during an undercover operation at a motel this morning. The suspect then fled in a vehicle and barricaded himself in a home about a mile from the hotel. He shot the third officer during the standoff. The suspect, a person of interest in the fatal shooting of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student earlier this month. Several dozen supporters of President Trump waving American flags and sporting Make America Great Again caps, cheering as the U.S. leader neared his hotel in Helsinki before his summit tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the president congratulating France on winning its second World Cup title. He says in a tweet that France played extraordinary soccer. France beat Croatia earlier. 4-2 the final score. You're listening to SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, tough guy, ho!
All right, away we go with the second half of the first hour of tonight's three-hour classic Sunday evening American Adversaries radio show. All right, got Aubrey Kahn in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart, and you got Jeff Sinis on the bridge. We're in the Relax and Comfort Studios, 407-774-8255. Before we get back to the shooting in Chicago, just want to say hey to Michelle and Tricia out there. And, of course, John and others are listening and watching on Facebook. And during the break, you know, you folks can see us on Facebook, but you're hearing the, you know, the commercials and things that go out over the air. So every now and then we kind of stick something up in front of the camera to make it, you know, a little bit more interesting anyway. And so during the break, I was kind of showing off my Creeps on a Mission t-shirt here
that I got. You can get it at Creeps on, and I'll turn around and show you the backside because that's the website. It says creepsonamission.com, and that's where you can get one of these. And Sidney Powell designed this, and felt pretty proud wearing this thing around town. People kind of look at it; they don't know what the world is, what to think about it. So, all right, but. You can be watching and listening to us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook if you haven't done it yet. And I wish we'd have gone to the Facebook thing earlier because then people could have seen you before you went on to the burn fat profile system, I should say.
Well, because they couldn't have because you don't have a wide angle.
So where are you at now? Where do you stand now?
69 pounds.
Down. Is that net?
That is net.
Okay, so that he's actually lost more weight and fat than that. How much has it been so far?
It's somewhere around 76, 77 pounds.
I would say getting close to 80 pounds. And then what Aubrey has done is actually converted some of that into bone and muscle mass.
Right.
And what's your metabolic age down to now about?
About 70.
So you're close to where you
I'm getting,
are.
I'm getting down there slowly but surely.
And when he started, folks, he was out of the.
I was out of the ballpark.
They couldn't even measure where it was. It was
right.
So
high.
Yeah,
because the machine only goes to 90 years.
You're right.
So
yeah,
I was on 90 years for months.
Right. So he was living much older than he is, but yeah, he's looking really good. Looking good. All right. So. 407-774-8255 is the number to the show. And by the way, tell folks how they can do it. Where can they go to?
Burnfatorlando.com. I go to the office on Sand Lake. They got an office. Their main office is up here in Apopka. They're also in the Villages and a couple of other places.
All right. Okay. All right. So we were talking about the shooting that happened in Chicago. And last night there was wasn't a huge riot, but there was a riot in Chicago where some people were arrested, four people arrested, and some four police officers injured. The woman the police officer who shot this fellow, so far I only have the name of Snoop, has been suspended while this is being investigated. There are some reports that she shot him in the back as he was running away. Now, we have to take that, at least for now, with a grain of salt, because we heard that about Trayvon Martin, turned out to be a lie. We heard that about who was the guy in Ferguson,
yeah.
The big teddy bear guy, right? Remember him? We heard that.
Who just robbed the convenience store a little while before.
And tried to beat up the cop himself and take his gun.
Right.
So we have to take this all with a grain of salt, but there were evidently two police officers. And and by the way, she was wearing a body cam, and it was caught on the body cam. So if she shot him in the back while he was running away, it will be shown on the body cam. And it could be that he was perhaps turning to run away just the very moment that she opened fire and she thought he was reaching for his gun. Don't know.
Right.
But what we do know is that it is bringing attention to Chicago and hopefully will garner some attention for the shootings that we've been talking about that go on every week. It's insane that these media types would get so animated and so hysterical about some children being taken from their parents because of legal requirements. And by the way, children are, quote-unquote, ripped from their parents' arms every day in this country by people trying to prevent them from domestic violence because they're taking them out of a situation where there is domestic violence or there's drug use or whatever, the parents being taken into custody, and they do it in a professional fashion. I mean, the local law enforcement agencies are doing this all the time. We just don't hear about it.
No.
But it's going on all the time. And they would make more of a big deal out of that than these kids and these young adults being slaughtered. And that's the best word for it. Mm-hmm. Slaughtered.
In
the streets of Chicago.
Detroit.
Detroit.
New York.
Washington, D.C.
L.A. But you know,
but Chicago is amongst the worst, right, if not the worst.
But Chris, they're doing DNA testing on these illegal kids and the adults bringing them over.
And many of them aren't their parents.
And almost everyone, we're talking about 90%, are not the parent.
And
so who do you give the kid back to?
Yep.
The smuggler?
Well, that's part of the problem with all of this. And if the media were more fair-minded, more, in their words, objective, they would look at things like that and try to point out all of these difficulties that are created when people come here illegally breaking the law, and would try to work hard to stop that sort of thing and encourage legal immigration into this country.
Right, because that's the way
I understand, but I don't want to get too far away from the Chicago thing.
Okay.
All right, I want to go back there because there's also something else at play in Chicago, which played a role in the riots. And that is that the black community feels like they're being pushed out. Evidently, in this area, Jeff, are you familiar with the south side of Chicago there?
I'm from the far northern suburbs. So far up, I was close to the Illinois-Wisconsin state line, but you could go ahead and ask.
All right. Well, anyway, there is in the south side area down there. By the way, the shooting occurred at an intersection of 71st and Chapel. And this, I guess, is down there close to the lake.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that side of town.
Okay. What the black community is upset about, and this was aside from the shooting, but the shooting sort of
brought it to the forefront.
Well, inflamed it, or really added fuel to the fire, is that they feel like they're being forced out of that side of town by the Rahm Emanuel's government for the real estate. Because the community that, as they put it, is within walking distance of the lake is getting smaller and smaller, and they're getting pushed further and further away. So this is probably an area town. And by the way, there are similar rumblings every now and then. You'll hear them. I haven't heard them for a while, but you heard them a little bit when they started to build that soccer stadium down there. And mm-hmm. you heard them a little bit, too, when they build the arenas down there, because what they're doing is they're taking that side of town, which has been dominated by the black community, and they're pushing them further west.
Right. They're using eminent domain to take the properties.
Right.
And then giving it to contractors to sell or develop.
Right.
And which is not what eminent domain was designed for in the first place.
Right. And that's going on in Chicago, and the black community up there is rightfully upset about that. And I guess this must be Rahm Emanuel's, this is my guess, this must be Rahm Emanuel's solution to the slaughter going on primarily in that part of town.
Yeah, move them to another area.
Exactly. Just move them out of the city limits and take that and turn it into high rises and, you know, the lake access properties.
Right.
And it is, but that still doesn't go to the problem of the gang warfare and things. And by the way, once again, Chicago has, pretty sure you'll probably hear some of this tonight on Mark Walters, some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we'll see how this show plays out, even if it does much in the media. I know the black community would like it to. So if it doesn't, we'll see that. That's an angle that we would have to watch and see kind of how that plays out. But once again, if we get any more details during our show, we'll let you know. But I would anticipate the guys on Mark Walters' show will be talking about it and probably have some more details about it. Okay, so we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more in this hour of the show. And then, of course, we've got two more hours to go here tonight. And we'll check on the Rays game and see where they are at right now. And hopefully they're going to pull another one out of the hat up there in Minnesota. We'll see. By the way, you know, All-Star Week starts tomorrow night with the Home Run Derby and all of that sort of thing. So the Rays will be off until, I believe, Friday. In the meantime, we're not off. We're here. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night, too, but we'll still be here tonight. I hope you'll be with us for more of the American Adversaries Sunday evening three-hour classic tour, where, once again, you can see and hear us live on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And don't forget, when you're on the computer, check out our website every now and then, where you can click on our advertisers, our sponsors' ads, and it'll take you right to their website, like Firm Foundation, and we've got a lot more stuff there too, including our archive, which holds a secret about something that we're going to be talking about a lot this week. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
News stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 screening solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, so hello, Joan. Sorry. I guess I need glasses. I don't know. All right, I appreciate that. Joan is listening and watching us live on Facebook. I appreciate that. All right. As I said, the president is in Helsinki. We'll be talking about that here in just a few minutes. And, of course, didn't mention it earlier, but Kathy Santomassino will be joining us live in the third hour with some odd stories and some other stuff we'll be discussing. But Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, will not be able to join us tonight. But that doesn't mean you can't join us. And if you all have already joined us, well, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. So, as I said, we'll see how the story in Chicago plays out. Meanwhile, I believe it was across town there, they had the AFT convention. You know what the AFT is? American Federated Teachers Association.
Oh, I thought it was Americans for Trump.
Not this AFT association. At least not judging by the main speakers, which were Clinton, Warren, and Sanders.
Oh, talking of Clinton, bless their darling heart, both Billary and Hillary were seen together flying business class on a commercial aircraft without their security detail.
Oh, there was security on the plane, I guarantee you.
Well, yeah, just but not the obvious detail around them, well, as
just
normal.
Well, they just weren't obvious.
Right.
They were booked on the plane as regular passengers, in the same section, but they were there to look like regular folk.
Right, because she's going to run in 2020.
That's the thinking, is that they were on the plane to look like regular folk. You know, like she's not so out of touch with everybody as she really is. This is just the Clintons, you know.
Smoke and mirrors, folks.
That's pretty much what it is. And look, I'm sure Trump would welcome her to run again.
Oh, yeah.
I would, too. But she would not get the same treatment this time. There would be no rigged election in her favor because she would be running against the likes of Bernie Sanders again, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Yeah.
And Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and others who aren't going to see Hillary Clinton as the answer to the Democrat Party's problems in the Trump era. And they're right. They're absolutely right.
So I
welcome her to muck things up.
She's the cause of their problems.
Right. She's good at mucking things up. And she is, so I welcome her to get into this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I don't wish that she would necessarily go away. You know, there's a lot of people, oh, I wish she'd just go back to the woods and shut her mouth and keep to herself. No, you don't.
She's doing way too much for us.
Yes, let her run that trap. Let her be Hillary Clinton. That's what she's meant to be anyway. So just let her do her thing. And it all works out in the end. This is the beauty of our form of government, our way of life. You see, we want people. This is, by the way, part of the beauty of the Trump era. And that is that. And I put it in a sort of lighthearted, jovial way in conversation with Abe Katzman one afternoon. I've used it a couple times since then. Trump has this way of bringing out the worst in people. He brings out the best in people. But he also brings out the worst in some people because they, in this particular setting, because they hate his guts so much. But he's always made that work to his advantage. He doesn't shy away from that. He doesn't see that as necessarily a negative thing. He sees it as something that you can use that energy in a positive way. And so, by the way, that's part of wrestling. In wrestling, it's about leverage. It's about using your opponent's energy and their body against them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of this sort of, once again, this commonality here. But to get back to my point, so they're having the AFT convention. Now, this is the American Federation of Teachers. This is the national, you know, one of the national teachers unions. So these are you know, going to be teaching our kids. And this is what they listen to when they go to their convention, basically the resistance movement,
mm-hmm.
right? And the likes of socialist Bernie Sanders openly claims, you know, so the benefits of socialism. Then you got somebody who doesn't admit to being a socialist, but she is, Elizabeth Warren. And you got the globalist, Hillary Clinton. And these are the main speakers at this teacher's
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just reiterating, you know, that these are the people who we're trusting to teach our students. Having said that, that's why it's very important that we have school board members who, shall we say, keep a close eye on the teaching practices and things that are being taught to our students and the curriculum. And the textbooks, primarily. And we saw what they tried to do with, what was it called?
Common Core.
Common Core, right? And these are the type of organizations that promote these sort of things. And by the way, to add insult to injury, Hillary Clinton was awarded the Women's Rights Award. Obviously, they did not consult with Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones or Kathleen Willey or others Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, Monica Lewinsky. And of course, they were all up there. Hillary Clinton talking about this Supreme Court is not going to take us back to the 1950s. It's going to take us back to the 1850s.
So be it. That means we'll go back to the Constitution.
Well, what she's, I'd like to think that, but what she, I believe, is actually referring to was the Dred Scott decision.
Yes, of course.
Which occurred in, correct me if I'm wrong out there and somebody knows better, I believe it was 1854 was the Dred Scott decision. And, of course, that inflamed a lot of political feelings, which led to the election of the first Republican president in the nation's history, one Abe Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. And of course, Elizabeth Warren gets up there and gives her resistance-type speech against Trump. And
they have a TP in the background for her?
Yeah. I don't know if they were beating the drums or not, but, you know, sending up smoke signals. But
feather in her hair.
She was sending up a lot of hot air, that's for sure. And then I did not catch any excerpts of Bernie Sanders' speech. Evidently, he was going to be the final
keynote speaker.
Exactly. So the grand finale.
I'm sure he didn't mention Venezuela.
Right. And, you know, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions on all teachers out there. Certainly we have excellent teachers out there. The problem is
the leadership,
the unions, the tasks that they are being given with the tools that they're being given. Look, the Greeks used to teach philosophy with slates and chalk. You know, it's let the teachers teach, but we can't arm them with socialism to teach with. But that's, again, you know, we got, for instance, in Seminole County, I think there are 4 school board seats that are up for election this fall. That's August the 28th. And early voting is going to start here in just a couple of 3 weeks. So we're already back in election season full on.
Oh yeah,
and these Seminole County and Orange County also, you know, you got Teresa Jacobs running to be the school board chairperson.
Bless her
now,
heart.
Is she the right person, or is she just looking to stay on the? You know,
she's just wanting to stay on the political payroll because she has intentions of moving up the ladder.
Yeah, you can, you know, keep driving those county cars and that sort of thing. Yeah, I'm not sure she's the right person for the job, but these are decisions that we're going to be making right here over the next few weeks, and so that's why I wanted to mention this today, because this is just a reminder that these, you know, a great deal of the animosity that exists in our nation today is because of what we have been teaching our kids. And what the media has been spewing. Because, as I've said repeatedly on the show before, politics is like professional wrestling. And it is based on human nature and human traits. And as Machiavelli put it, fear and love are the two primary human traits when it comes to politics. You either get them to fear you, and or you get them to love you. Or you get them to fear your opponents and love you. And that's the world we live in today. It's fear your opponents and love me. And Trump engages in it. I'm not saying he doesn't. But see, he understands it. And that's why he does it. Because he understands that's what the liberals are doing. And that's why they can't stand him. And by the way, that's why a lot of Republicans can't stand him. Because they still don't get it. They're still stupid when it comes to politics. They still think that statistics and logic and reason can win the day. While their opponents over there, you know, accusing them of carrying dogs on the top of their car or whatever the case may be. They're going to find something to vilify you. Look at Trump. They're finding anything and everything to vilify the man. But because he understands what they're doing and he does it back, he is able to survive in that environment and, to a great extent, thrive. And he's not to be faulted or blamed for it. He's to be patted on the back and cheered and encouraged to do more of the same. Because it is the nature of the game. All right, the nature of the game around here is when the clock goes to zero on a hard break, we got to be out of here because Jeff in there shuts the microphones off on us. How dare he do that? Anyways, getting ready to do that here in 13 seconds. So, once again, thank you for watching and listening, those of you who are on Facebook. I am Christopher Hart along with Aubrey Kahn. We'll be back in just a few minutes with hour number two.
Opinion. Passion. FM 105.5. AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's sick.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness. A voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Take it, us that is. We appreciate you being out there listening and or watching, as many of you are on Facebook. We appreciate that. Some great comments we're getting too. Yeah, Jeremy, you put it better. He says Trump has a way of bringing out people's true selves. All right, so he does indeed, whether it's good or bad. As Jeremy says, in Hillary's case, well, that's not too hard to figure out. All right. Once again, you're listening to us. We are the American Adversaries in the midst of our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios and on the Titan Cave Cam at American Adversaries on Facebook. And you'll see Aubrey Kahn looking at you right now. You'll see me looking at Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. Oh, God. And then Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get back to the show, I'd just like to remind you, if you're looking for an automobile or you know you're going to be in the near future, please visit the Sutherland Nissan. Either go ahead and visit their dealership, or go on their website, OrlandoNissan.com, because they're constantly running great deals. This week they had a deal on, I forget which model car it was, but it was like thousands of dollars off. And they're doing this sort of thing on a regular basis at Sutherland Nissan. As they put it, if you're paying too much, if you're not going to Sutherland, you're paying too much. And Sutherland Nissan is located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. Their website is OrlandoNissan.com, OrlandoNissan.com. And as I said, that you know, they're constantly running special deals. So as you begin to plan to get a new automobile, and then you go out there and check them out, and they're really fine-built automobiles and their vehicles, the trucks, the Titan trucks. That's why we like to say when you go out there, tell them that the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to look at their Titan trucks. And that, of course, would be us, the American Adversaries. That's Sutherland Nissan. And, of course, they are the sponsor of our Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays. Okay. So I want to change the subject now and talk a little bit more about the president. He is in Helsinki. He and the First Lady arrived there this afternoon, their time. He did take in a round of golf at his golf club there in Scotland.
Oh, did you see the Photoshop photo on Facebook?
No.
They said something about the United States having broken away from England and the Queen knows her place. And it shows the Queen caddying for Trump with the golf bag slung over her back.
I'm sure she's a good sport. She wouldn't mind that, right? the president. By the way, there were some protesters who got within shouting distance, evidently, of the president, and he waved. He waved to them. As they were chanting,
egg them on.
chanting some ridiculous chant about racism or something to that effect. And he just waved at them and kept playing. But presumably that wasn't Photoshop. Presumably that was real. But the president is tonight in Helsinki. And by the way, you know, they're way up there in terms of the longitude. And there's that latitude.
Latitude.
Is it latitude sideways?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, they're high up on the globe. Let's put it that way. And high up,
they're up north.
Up north there, like Alaska, up around Alaska on the map, but on the other side of the world, obviously. And that where you can see the northern lights, mm-hmm. and it doesn't get dark up there until almost midnight right now. And
so they can negotiate all day.
I guess. The president and first lady there. And, of course, tomorrow will be the meetings with Vladimir Putin. And in an interview today with CBS News, the president said he doesn't expect anything, if much of anything. He doesn't know really what to expect. He will confront to some extent. Of course, this is going to be the measuring rod that the media is going to use and Democrats are going to use as to whether this is a successful meeting, summit, whatever you want to call it, with Vladimir Putin. Is the measuring rod will be, how tough was President Trump on him over the Russian tampering and all of this and these latest indictments and all of that? And if they deem he is not tough enough, then they're going to declare this a disaster, a victory for Vladimir Putin.
Proof of collusion.
Right? Yeah, proof of collusion. Yeah. Trump's a doofus.
Well, you know that's already going to happen. Well, it's a foregone conclusion.
They're setting it up as such.
Mm-hmm.
They're setting it up as such. What is going to be interesting to see is how it plays out. Vladimir Putin, obviously, he's going to be as tricky as Comey and Strzok to get a straight answer out of.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, there will be a lot of speculation as to what happens in the closed door, personal one-on-one, which will happen with interpreters, meeting with the two leaders. And so they are prepared to make the president look as bad as they can. They're frustrated by the fact that they tried to make him look bad over the NATO thing, and lo and behold, that actually turned out quite well for the president. And same thing in England. And because of the press conference they held the other day and some things that Theresa May said, she obviously was working with the president, not at odds with him, and that frustrated the media. And then, of course, President Trump not taking a question from CNN frustrated
the media. That was hilarious.
Oh, it was delightful.
And CNN whining,
"Hey, we're a serious news organization,
yeah,
too."
Yeah, right.
Oh, please.
Yeah. And so the president so far has had a pretty good European trip, and the media doesn't like that. And then along come the indictments from the other day. By the way, before I get to the indictments and all of that and what the Russians did and what the Russians were intending to do, Fox reported this morning that Herr Mueller may partly end his probe this summer.
Partly?
Yes, that's how they put it.
How do you partly end anything?
Well, that brings up the excellent question. What do they mean by partly end the probe?
You know, it's like Clinton.
I think it goes to something that we've been talking about here for about a couple of months now here on Sunday night. And that is the fact that the deep state doesn't like the lights being turned on. The deep state wants the lights turned off. And what I think this means is the Mueller probe will begin to turn away. I'm just guessing. Maybe this is wishful thinking, whatever you want to call it. But I believe the Mueller probe is going to begin to turn away from collusion and more toward what the Russians actually might have done or not. Now, it appears as though they've already done that. Maybe this is in reverse. You could make it easily the same case in reverse that, oh, no, look, they've already indicted a bunch of Russians. Now they're going to get to the Americans. And that may very well be the case. The problem that they have, as I said, is the facts don't align with what they're trying to do when it comes to the collusion. This is where they have found fertile ground. You see, looking away from America out into Russia. That's where they have found the fertile stuff. Even when it came to Manafort, it was because of they had found things that he had been doing with Ukraine and stuff. With Michael Flynn, it was supposedly lies about Russia. And I know it was all supposed to be about the Russia collusion and everything, but I mean, those links, once again, they lead away from the administration, not mm-hmm. toward it.
And what did Rosenstein say?
He said a lot of things. One thing he did say is no Americans were implicated in this.
Right. So if there were no Americans, does that include Ivanka?
It does. Now, evidently, there was tucked in the indictment a reference to a congressional candidate in 2016 who was seeking help, evidently from these organizations or these people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know, did not reveal the person, and to my knowledge, no one at this point at least knows who it might be. A congressional candidate presumably means a House of Representatives, even though both the Senate and the House are part of Congress. When people usually say congressman or congressional race, they're not talking about senators.
Right.
They're talking about a member of the House of Representatives.
Correct.
So it would be more correct to say a representative race rather than a congressional race, because congressional could also include Senate races. That aside, presumably, this is the common vernacular of the word congressional, meaning somebody running for a House seat.
Let me ask this. Dumb, crazy, stupid question coming your way. Are you ready?
Usually.
If the press knew who this person was.
If it was a Republican, we'd know.
Thank you.
All right. So I anticipated, I guess, your question. Yeah. I do believe if it was a Republican, we'd already know.
We'd know already. So we pretty much know it's not a Republican.
Right. And so don't know why they wouldn't have mentioned this person. And with Rosenstein saying that no American did anything illegal, presumably he was referring to this person as well.
So why don't they let these people that they have interned in prison out of prison?
Well, because they're not there for those reasons. The only person that involved in all of this who's in jail right now is actually Manafort.
Right.
And once again, those are things that led away from the administration. That had nothing to do. He's in jail right now for some things that happened way back. That had
nothing to do with the investigation.
It had nothing to do with the original intent of the investigation. And so, we're just speculating. But as I said, I think that there's a lot of people out there who don't like the fact. And then you had this escapade with Strzok the other day. Okay, and so when we take a break, I want to come back and I want to talk about that and how I think the indictments played. Let me put it this way: the Strzok appearance may have hastened the hand that, along with the summit, hastened the hand of these indictments. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, thank you for listening to us, and we'll take a break, come back, and we got a lot more to do, so stick around, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Rusev Udria, Rusev Machka.
Dasvidaniya. Thanks for listening to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries on the eve of the summit meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Yes, they have actually met and spoken briefly at other meetings, but this is the first time they have met just to meet each other and sit down and talk to one another, being the whole focus of the meetings.
Better hope there's no open mic on President Trump. Because he says after this election,
I highly doubt that sort of thing. Yeah. As I said, the president is presently in Helsinki. They're about 5 hours ahead of us over there, so it's pretty late at night. In the meantime, the indictments came out Friday, the day after the Strzok fiasco, and what a great time for that to take the focus off of the fiasco,
mm-hmm,
and put it squarely back on the supposed Russia collusion business. The Democrats and the media tried feebly, as it turns out, to have the president call off his meeting with Putin altogether, if not, at least call off his private one-on-one meeting with Putin, and none of that is going to happen. So now they are demanding that, and a number of Republicans as well, are demanding that he don't ask Putin what or if he tampered in the election, but to tell Putin that we know that he did, and he better not do it again. Sort of a version of, I saw what you did, and I know who you are. All right? That was part of the message to be sent. And President Trump was alerted before he left for Europe by Rosenstein that the indictments would be handed down later in the week. And so evidently they already had the indictments in hand at the beginning of the week. And even though Rosenstein claimed at the end of the week that the timing was not politically motivated in any way whatsoever.
Oh, no, nothing ever is.
Right. And by the way, these indictments came from a grand jury that had been impaneled in Washington, D.C. or Virginia, whichever grand jury they're using for this. And the grand jury, of course, is relying entirely, totally, on what the government is presenting to them. There is no alternate case. It's not an adversarial setting. There is no, this would be the other side of the argument, or no defense or anything like that. This is why the common slang is, you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. It's because there's nobody there to give you the other side of the argument. There's nobody there to dispute the evidence, to dispute the facts or anything. It's entirely in the hands of the prosecutor. And in this case, there's probably a high likelihood that, just like the Russians who were indicted a couple of months ago, that the prosecutors are, in fact, actually counting on the fact that they will never go to court with these charges.
Mm-hmm.
That the end of the story is the indictment. That's all they wanted. That's all they needed. That's all they were after. And by the way, some are even demanding that Trump go over there and demand that Putin turn over these 12 individuals or whoever has all been indicted.
We all know that ain't going to happen.
It wouldn't happen to begin with. And by the way, it's in the Russian Constitution. It's not just a law over there. It's in their Constitution that their government is not allowed to extradite a Russian citizen anywhere for anything. So it's a total protection. Not going to happen. Period. And, of course, the prosecutors know this. But they have to legitimize their purpose for being there. And once again, this is why, I could be totally wrong. It could be the exact opposite of what I'm saying. But something's fixing to happen with this Mueller probe. It's going to be there's going to be an announcement that they're going in a different direction, or there's going to be something to that effect. And that's what Fox was saying is coming today. And we've been warning you about this, or saying that this was going to happen. Not maybe not warning, but hopefully thinking that this probe be, and it's not necessarily because they don't want to continue going after Trump. It's that it's blowing up in their faces. And as I said, the Strzok fiasco the other day is more proof of it. He was one of the central investigators in two major investigations. And you couldn't call him as a witness to either one because his credibility is shot. It is non-existent.
His bias is patently obvious.
It doesn't matter if he's biased.
Even though it. You know,
the point is, and this is something the Republicans didn't bring up and should have brought the other day to his face, is Mr. Strzok, at the end of the day, and you should know this as a lawyer, it doesn't matter, sir, if you're biased or not. There's clear evidence here to create reasonable doubt. That's all there is and that we need in a legal setting, my friend. You do not have to have been biased. You only have had to look like you were. And, sir, you clearly looked like you were. I'll take your word that you weren't. But that doesn't matter in a court of law. And then you had the other thing with the affair. And this is why I focus on the affair, like Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert was a judge in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to tell him he needs to take his medication. They're the ones who needed to sit down and take the medication. They needed some Sudafed or some Quaaludes or Valium or something.
Yeah, Valium would have quite lived
I'm
down.
I'm talking about the Democrats.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, too.
You know, give them a Quaalude suppository. That might help them out a little bit. The thing with the affair is it cuts right to the heart of the man's credibility. He was engaged in behavior that was betraying the person who presumably is closest to him, his wife. And if he would betray the person closest to him, he'll betray anybody. And then there is here he is, head of the, what was it, counterintelligence or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having an affair that he could be blackmailed. I would not be surprised if the man was being blackmailed or at least had the lunch speech. From one of the Clinton people where, Peter, Washington's a great place to work, isn't it? You can do a lot of things in Washington. You get a lot of things accomplished in Washington. But sometimes in Washington you get caught up in some things that could hurt you, if you know what I mean there, Peter. And you're in a position where you could get hurt. So you need to play ball. Peter, you need to play ball with us on this one.
You might commit suicide.
Yeah, or it may come out that you're sleeping with your boss's lawyer, which is what he was doing, right? The point being, you know, he left himself vulnerable. Why should we not think that there was a possibility that he was, in fact, being blackmailed? Not just that it was possible, but that it was happening. If you it may be that he wasn't so much being blackmailed as that he was being used. If you read the article, and once again, we put it on our Facebook page, and you can Google it if you can't find it there. It's called Sex, Lies, and the Deep State. You will see how sex is used as a tool in Washington, D.C. for people to get what they want. Right? And sometimes it's everybody knowing and going into it, shall we say, in a consensual fashion. Sometimes it's not consensual. I think Petraeus was set up. I think that his mistress was put on to him for the very purpose of doing what she did to him.
It's quite possible.
That's the way it works there. You see? And even if it wasn't, maybe it started out as an innocent affair, if you can say such a thing. But let's just say that it didn't start out as something that was going to be used against him. But when people find out, that's where it goes, you see? So sex is used as a tool and as a weapon in Washington, D.C. It's not so much for the reason the rest of us use it.
Okay? We need to ban it.
We need to ban sex in Washington, D.C. But it does. It leads to this incestuous cult where they're all doing it with one another. And they're not getting enough outside blood in there to get real good genetics. So you're getting sort of these mutated brains. And I don't want to go too far down that road, but we're literally talking about what I'll term an incestuous cult of that environment up there, where sex plays a key role in getting what you want. Now, some people out there go, ha ha, tell me something new. They've been doing that ever since Adam and Eve. But I'm talking about in a political sense. You know, I'm not talking about in gratification or money or something like that. I'm talking about in a political sense, in a power sense, in an information sense. And so, once again, nothing new necessarily, but going on rampantly. And as I said, that cuts right to the heart of the man's credibility and what he was doing, because it proves that he's not trustworthy at all, that he's a capable and adept liar, or perhaps that his wife knew and was allowing it to happen.
Like Hillary.
Perhaps. Don't know. As I said, this is all a big, huge, incestuous cult up there, and the only way you can get in is to marry into it, and then you become part of it. And Trump didn't do that, you see. So he don't fit in at all. And none of the rest of us do either. That's why they hold us with such disdain and contempt. And you could see it in Strzok's face the other day. That was his attitude toward America, the attitude he was expressing to those Republicans. That's how he feels about America. How dare you question me and whatever I do, whatever I deem I need to do to protect your sorry, scummy, smelly butt.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's his attitude.
Right.
How dare you? Well, how dare he? And how dare that clock do it to us again? Halfway in, halfway to go. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, and I hope you'll stick around for a whole lot more.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. After President Trump's one-on-one meeting Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, the White House has announced a news conference at 9:50 Eastern Time tomorrow morning. The meeting between the two presidents at 5:20 Eastern Time, followed by lunch and that joint press conference again at 9:50 Eastern Time. Three officers shot in Kansas City, Missouri, all expected to survive. All shot by a suspect who fled from a motel, then barricaded himself in a home in the southeast part of the city. That suspect was killed in an exchange of gunfire this afternoon. The suspect was a person of interest in the fatal shooting of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student earlier this month. France beat Croatia 4-2 for its second World Cup title. Teenage forward Kylian Mbappe scored his fourth goal of the tournament for France and the team's fourth in the 65th minute. He's only the second teen to score in a World Cup final. Pelé was 17 when he scored two for Brazil in 58. This is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the
the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to the American Adversaries on 660 WORL
and on 1520 The Biz.
If you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate it. Dale, we appreciate you taking it. He left us a message on Facebook. Thank you, Dale, and you other folks. And sometimes I wonder if he doesn't listen. They know who I'm talking about. All right, anyway, you are listening. Maybe it's just the great minds think alike. Anyway, you're listening.
I know Barack listens, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studio. 407-774-8255 is the number. When or if we go back up on the big stick, we will let you know tonight. All right, in the meantime, wherever you're listening to us right now, you're in the right place. Thank you so much for doing so. That's Aubrey Kahn. I'm Christopher Hart. And 407-774-8255 is the number. Okay, by the way, if you're wondering, we're eating cherries here during the break and some peanuts. All right, so the indictments come out the other day. And it involves Russian intelligence people, and the media's been, you know, going through the indictment, and it's interesting because the indictment makes it quite clear that the Russians had been messing around for quite some time. As a matter of fact, Jonathan Turley wrote an article that came out this weekend, and he's a legal consultant. You see all, actually, you see him out all over the place. You see him on CNN. You see him on Fox. You see him on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. And he has credibility. And he said, look, you know, this is nothing new. And they're not the only ones who have been doing it.
We don't do it to them either, do we?
By the way, there was an article in the New York Times on February the 17th of this year. So this is just 4 months ago. Okay, right, this is the 15th, this is the 7th month, so this is 5 months ago. Just a little over 5 months ago, the New York Times ran an article entitled, Russia isn't the only one meddling in elections, we do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're hearing this as part of the dialogue in all of this, and here's the distinction, however, that some people are making. By the way, Rand Paul has been saying the same thing. You know, we tamper in people's elections, too. And here's the distinction. The way we do it is we give money and stuff to particular candidates. Kind of like Obama giving American taxpayer money to groups in Israel who were anti-Netanyahu. Didn't give the money directly to his opponents, but gave it to organizations who supported his opponents and opposed him. And we also...
That makes it any better.
Right. And we also use the CIA to provide everything from flyers and, you know, campaign material, you know, sort of making it sound more or less innocuous, although it is participating in, some would say, tampering in elections, by the way,
it is.
All over the world. And the CIA has been doing this ever since it was established after World War II in 1947. In fact, that was one of the reasons why it was established, is to tamper in world affairs, to bring about governments favorable to our own and unfavorable to our new opponent at that time, the Soviet Union. And we're still in basically in that same struggle. And then the distinction they're making is the thing that the Russians did this time that makes it different and makes it worse is that they attacked our very system, tried to get in on how we count votes, and like the CIA never, you know, stuffed ballot boxes in El Salvador or somewhere.
Right.
So, it was a more direct attack, and it was a cyber attack, and they attacked the DNC specifically. And by the way, the president is correct when he says in an interview on CBS News today, bits and pieces of which are being aired all over the place, that indeed the Russians did. He says, I think, but the Russians did indeed try to hack into the Republican National Committee as well.
Yes, but the Republican National Committee and the Republicans had security in place.
Well, no, here's what happened is, yeah, they did. The FBI evidently had detected that the Russians, and this is why it's kind of a scam that they even have to investigate. Because this was being detected in real time. This is what's coming out as part of the indictment. And why President Trump rightly puts, you know, part of the blame on Obama is, look, this was happening on your watch.
Since 2014 it was happening.
And people knew it was happening. And you didn't do anything about it. And we now know also, this came out a few weeks ago, that Susan Rice told the president's cybersecurity guy to stand down and not retaliate against the Russians. President Trump said today, that's because what?
Obama had more flexibility.
Well, it's a lot of people speculate it's because everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Right.
And Barack Obama, I do believe, had blown them off. And I believe, in fact, that it might have been the correct approach. But I'll tell you, he didn't follow through on it. And that messed it all up. It's like a... like hitting a golf shot, the swing started out real nice, but as soon as he connected with the ball, he stopped, and he didn't follow through. So it became an errant thing. I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute, but to get back to the president. The president was absolutely correct, although he didn't state it emphatically enough, that the Russians were trying to hack into the Republican as well. But if you remember, the FBI went to both campaigns and said, look, we think the Russians are trying to hack into you. We'd like to help you and beef up your security. And if you remember, the Republicans said, okay, we'll accept your help. And the Democrats said, no, thank you. We don't want your help. And according to the FBI, they went back three times. They went to the DNC three times to try to get them to allow them to, first of all, detect, see if they could use their servers to detect exactly what was going on, and even then to provide them with more security so that they could not be tampered with. And they refused to help. They refused the help. And then there was Donna Brazile on one of the news shows this morning. This is a Channel 9, ABC, complaining that there was nobody there to help the DNC, that the Russians were hacking away, as she kept putting it, the Russians were hacking away, and there was nobody there to help. There was nobody there to protect. No, Donna, you got it all wrong. The FBI three times offered their assistance. Three times the DNC turned them away. Now, this may have been prior to when she took over, because you remember, she took over as head of the DNC because of the whole thing with Debbie Wasserman Schultz at the convention. So the FBI, this had been prior probably to her coming on there, but she's absolutely wrong. The FBI did try to provide them with assistance, and as I said, it was refused. And but the point that I wanted to get to here is that the mistake that is being made in the assumptions from these indictments and the report that the Senate the Judiciary Committee, I think it was, put out the other day saying, yes, there was Russian tampering and it meant to help Donald Trump. Misses the point. That's where they get it wrong. And by the way, the indictment explains how they did the phishing thing, this what they call the spear phishing, and that's how they got Podesta, mm-hmm. you know, and that they hacked into and they got all of Hillary's emails and stuff like that, and lo and behold, they did that after Trump invited them to go looking for them. If you remember that famous debate line, I think it was, you know, if the Russians are out there, if you're listening, you can find the emails. I'm sure the media would be happy to. And by the way, that's exactly how it ended up playing out, except the Russians were already up to
they already had it done.
Right. And by the way, if the Russians could get this information,
everybody could.
Well, not everybody, because I couldn't, but somebody who knows their way around a computer real well could. And so, and we still don't know, and I'm pretty sure if Putin's as sophisticated as I think he is, he's going to argue something along the lines of, we didn't do it and you can't prove it. And his reasoning being, in the cyber world, it's so mixed up. How do you really know? How do you really know? Even your own CIA can send a message and make it look like it came from me.
Well, that's,
so
that's the whole
know?
Point. Why would the Russians do something that pointed a finger back at themselves?
Well, perhaps they thought they could get away with it. Perhaps they thought that even if the Americans found out, it didn't matter. As a matter of fact, perhaps they thought that they want the Americans to find out. See, this is where I'm going with this. They wanted the Americans to know they were doing something. Okay? Because as I said last week, then the Americans' imaginations would run wild with them. And then the Americans would begin to do their work for them. All they needed to do was start the process, kind of give it a nudge, and then let us do the rest.
Yeah, but they could have done that and made it look like it was Iran.
That you're missing the point. No, they wanted it to look like it was them doing it. Because what they wanted, what they were relying on, is that that would become a campaign issue that would tear the country apart, just like it is doing. You see, one thing Strzok did say the other day that was right, when he sat there and said, I bet Vladimir Putin is having a good day today because of what's going on here. And he was right. That was the only thing he was right about that day, but he was absolutely right. And it's only because idiots like him took the bait and ran with it. The whole dossier thing, that was just bait. They were throwing bait in the water, hoping that somebody would grab it and run with it for them. And that's exactly what happened. And Donna Brazile was complaining about it vociferously today. She was as mad at the media for the media taking all these leaks and running with them every day. She would say they'd come out with a new leak every day, and you folks in the media would take it, and that was the news of the day, and we're trying to make the news about us, and you would make it about that. You know, well, that was their own fault in a way, but she had a point. You see, the Russians know us better than we know ourselves, and they knew that they didn't really have to tamp around much at all. All they had to do was touch a few bases and let our natural political process take the rest of it. Because there's so many useful idiots here in the United States that would do their bidding for them. They knew that it would be turned into this. They weren't trying to help Hillary. They were trying to hurt Hillary. But they weren't trying to help Trump either. They were trying to hurt him. They wanted whoever got elected to be president of the United States all tied up in this web of intrigue that they created by simply starting a few little things here and there. They knew that it would grow, we would grow it into a molehill, into a mountain out of their little molehill. And look, at the end of the day, Hillary has only herself to blame for the emails and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And she only has herself to blame. Well, I'll take that back. she has a lot of the blame to share for her loss. But I do think that Donald Trump was going to win this election. Didn't matter who the Democrat candidate was going to be. Joe Biden, I think, might have given him a better run for the money. But at the end of the day, the nation did not want more Barack Obama. They wanted something else. Mm-hmm. We got something else. And guess what? We kind of like it. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. We're going to take another break and come back. We got another segment of this hour of the show to go, and then another whole hour of the show to go. Kathy Santomassina is going to join us for that one. And, of course, hope you'll continue to join
We're
us as well.
We're going to get so tired of winning.
Not there yet, though. All right. And I hope you won't be tired of listening to more of us when we come right back.
The low rider is a little higher.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassina with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Shut us down here in a minute. All right, you listen to
Especially with the way you sing.
Alu, alu, hi. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And that is a tribute to Louie Louie Gohmert the other day and his line of questioning of Mr. Strzok. All right, so once again, thanks for tuning in tonight. And, you know, the campaign in 2016 is going to go down in political science history as a sort of, an aberration. But in a way, it's classical politics. It had a lot of different angles to it and everything, you know, from the Billy Bush bus tape to the FBI and all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, it was really about the candidates themselves. And this is why the Democrats and the liberals see the revealing of these emails as such a devastating blow to them, because it was about the candidate. It was about what kind of person she was. And it didn't really, the interesting thing is it didn't really, I don't think, change anybody's mind. Anybody who loved Hillary Clinton before any of the leaks loved her afterwards. I guarantee you. I don't think it changed the first person's mind. Maybe some people in the middle. But I don't think many. I think people tend to discount things like that. Once again, if you already had a problem with it, it just validated your feelings. If you did not have a problem with it, you
ignored it.
Right. You were skeptical. It's politics, right? You of course you're going to hear bad things about your candidate. That's why I say politics is like professional wrestling. So it didn't play a significant role at all. And by the way, Rosenstein said this too with both sets of indictments. It did not change the vote count. It did not change. In other words, it didn't change anybody's mind. All it did was reinforce people's feelings that they already had. It was a validation of where you were already at. Whether that validation was Hillary Clinton is a crook or Hillary Clinton is being, you know, vilified. And she's a saint. She's the, what was the name of the award she got? She's the woman's rights champion. You see? It's perception is reality. This is, once again, why President Trump, he understands politics very innately. And it's because, once again, it's all about human nature, which brings me back to Barack Obama and his reaction to the Russians. If you remember, he gave a speech where he said, you know, and he was actually attacking President Trump, saying, you know, because Trump was going around saying, you know, maybe the election's rigged. We know they rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. Who knows what's going on? We'll find out. And Trump, and then Obama's standing, you know, anybody thinks that the Russians can really, or anybody can, you know, affect our elections, you know, is off their rocker. And he needs to, you know, get out there and
he needs to stop his whining, words.
Stop his whining and get out there and try to get votes. But in fact, I think that was the most effective way to deal with this on a general level. Obviously, on the cyber level, you're telling your cyber guy, stop them, whatever they're doing. You stop them to begin with, and if they keep trying, you disable their systems that they're using to do it with. That's how you deal with it. You disable their system that they're using to, quote unquote, attack us. All right. But publicly, you go out there and say, you know, yeah, they're trying to mess around, but they've been trying to do this forever, and we're going to stop them. And they're not going to stop our elective process. They're not going to stop us from going forward doing what we're doing because they are incapable of doing it. Because, in fact, that is the truth. As we now know, even from the indictments, that their efforts failed. They were incapable of changing the outcome of the election. Now they stole the emails and exposed, you know, personal, you know, communications and things. Well, yeah, that's dirty politics. That's for sure. But as I said, it did not change the outcome of the election. And until Trump won that night, nobody thought it would. Nobody even thought it could. And in the end of the day, it didn't. But what it did do was affect how we look at the outcome of the election. And therefore, going forward, how we intend to deal with the elections coming up. And I do believe, and L. Rush Fuzbo talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I think he's right about this, that part of what they're doing, and I think we've alluded to this perhaps in the past, but part of what the left is doing here is that they're setting up their argument for when they lose in 2018 and again in 2020, or ever. You know, it's now part of their vernacular that whenever they lose, it's only because somebody cheated them out of it. And the problem with that is, as I said, that does the work for the Russians for them because it quote unquote, sows discord. But more than that, it creates doubt about our elective process. And that is what the Russians were trying to do. They weren't trying to help Trump per se. They were trying to hurt our system. and they relied on us to help them. And useful idiots on the left primarily and in the media and the never Trumpers have more than gladly helped them out by drawing into question the election of President Trump and his capabilities of being president of the United States, and therefore our decision-making process in putting him there. All right. Okay, let's go to Paul. He wants to make a distinction about our likening politics to pro wrestling. Paul, how you doing tonight? Go ahead. You got a couple of minutes here.
Chris. Come on now.
Come on now what?
Look, Chris, this country was set up to be nothing less than a food fight. All the Russians did was to give us more pies to throw at each other.
That's basically what I'm saying here, yes. And instead of taking those pies, we should have taken lead, actually, from Barack Obama. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we should have refused the pies. We should have said, yeah, try. You can't. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to affect us. We're too big. We're too big for that.
No, you're too wrong.
How's that?
We should have asked them for more pies.
How so?
We are so lucky to live in a country that in our Constitution, which is who we are, that's what Constitution means.
Right.
Is that we are set up to be nothing less than a food fight. And as long as I'm throwing a pie at you, you're throwing a pie at Aubrey, Aubrey's throwing a pie at me, we are in great shape.
As long as it's coconut cream.
Yeah, I object. I eat pie.
I promise Aubrey I won't hit him in the face because I know he's trying to lose some weight.
That's uh-huh. it. There you go. Mate.
One thing I find very hard to eat is humble pie.
But that's an interesting way to put the fact that we do have an adversarial form of government.
Yes, we do.
But you're absolutely right. They were just giving us ammunition to use against one another, and that's what we do. And
they were helping us.
You're right. In a way,
like you said, they know who we are, and they're trying to help us be more of who we are. I don't think they hate us. I really don't.
Well, In a real serious, some may say odd sort of way, but in a serious way, you're absolutely right. They were helping us, and we took it the wrong way. All right, thank you so much, Paul. We appreciate you being out there. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. We are the voice to be reckoned with. We are titans of talk radio, and entertaining that which others do not is how we got here. We'll be right back.
Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness. A voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
American Adversaries Sunday evening, 3-hour classic tour. The ball game wrapped up. Did the Twins win?
Sadly they did. It was on a walk-off grand slam.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, hey, all right.
In later innings.
All right. So the post game show is going on now. When it's over, we'll let you know in case you'd like to listen to us on FM 105.5 or AM 660, The Answer. Anyway, wherever you're listening right now or watching and listening, as a lot of you are doing on Facebook, thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. And we appreciate all you folks out there who will be watching and checking out the show later on when we're not actually on live. And we notice a lot of folks are doing that on Facebook, and that's another advantage of using Facebook, is that you can kind of like our archive at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, which is a centralized archive, but it's only the audio archive. With Facebook, obviously, you get the audio and the video. All right. We're here live in the Relaxed and Covered Studios, and you will now see and hear Kathy Santomassino.
Hello there.
Along with Aubrey Kahn.
Oh, yeah.
And myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff is still on the bridge, and the phone number for the Relaxed and Covered Studio is still 407-774-8255. President has arrived in Helsinki. Obviously, the media is focusing now on his meeting tomorrow with Vladimir Putin. There will be a joint press conference after the meeting, and people are anticipating how many questions they might be able to ask and how in-depth they can get with the questioning of Vladimir Putin. And of course, with the indictments coming out on Friday, all the pressure is now on President Trump to put pressure on President Putin to quit putting pressure on our elective process and elections around the world. And if nothing else, as Paul was alluding to at the end of the last hour, the Russians simply just added fuel to what we normally do. And also have revealed that our digital world is quite vulnerable. As a matter of fact, the current National Security Advisor, what's his name, Coates, I think is his name, was saying that there are red lights flashing, similar to right before 9/11, that we're just a click away from our infrastructure, our digital infrastructure, facing attacks that can't be thwarted. And by the way, there are attacks coming from all over the place every day. Mm-hmm. And the efforts that our counterintelligence agencies do to thwart these attacks is pretty astounding. But the point is, when everything is digitalized, we are quite vulnerable.
Especially the grid. That worries me the most of all.
That's right. And a lot of the grid now, Texas has done it the right way. They have their own electric grid in Texas. But there are like two or three other major grids in the country that if they are shut down, that can be devastating, especially for any length of time.
Well, I guess I'll just go to Texas.
Yeah, I guess maybe so. Going to Texas. They got big long roads out there. The point being is when it comes to elections, say in particular, the less that they are digitalized, the better off we are. You know, the old-fashioned fill-out paper ballots, count them and keep them.
I was just about to go there.
Yep.
The old analog system was much more reliable. Remember all the problems we had when we transitioned from analog to digital? It was a nightmare.
Well, not only is it a nightmare, but it makes it far easier for things to upset it
for fraud to happen.
Exactly, for it to be used against us.
Because how many of the voting machines were found to be programmed that if you voted for Trump, it still went to Hillary?
Yeah, it would still pop up. You're right.
And now with all the algorithms, you can use millions of different combinations to hack into these software systems, especially the government software systems, and hackers spend hours trying to decode the algorithms so they could get into our government infrastructure.
Yeah. And a lot of the times it's innocent. They just want the challenge. But there's obviously other countries that are doing it too.
Yeah, the danger goes along with it. What they remember was about 20 or 30 years ago now, they made that movie called, what was it called, War Games?
Oh, yeah.
Where some kids were playing some games and actually set off
nuclear.
Right. That's the problem with the digital world, is that everything that it makes so easy makes us so very vulnerable to it. And more people rely on it, the more and more vulnerable we become to it. And not that the other system was perfect, but certainly it was more difficult for criminals to take advantage of you. And especially in a large, massive sense like this. So, you know, we have every right to be concerned, to be worried, but Russia's not our only problem.
China.
Anybody can be a problem. And, you know, mentioning China, for instance, we now know, and I'm just going to throw this out there, speculation. We got some other stuff we want to get to, so we'll kind of wrap this up. But James Bond, you know, movies are all about terrorists and people trying to take over the world, right? And there was one of my favorite, my favorite James Bond movie is You Only Live Twice. Mm-hmm. And Ernst Blofeld in the movie You Only Live
great
Twice.
Names.
It was. It was played by Donald Pleasance. Mm-hmm. And he made such a great villain. And a lot of people probably remember Donald Pleasance from the Halloween movies.
I think
movies,
he died.
Right? I think he did too. But anyway, he made a great villain. And in the movie, Ernst Blofeld was being hired by the North Koreans to create a war between the United States and Russia. And the way he was going about it was he built this space capsule that could go into outer space mm-hmm. and capture our space capsules and the Russian space capsules. And lo and behold, if one more space capsule was going to be captured by this thing, it was going to be all-out nuclear war between the United States and Russia. And neither the United States and Russia was doing anything to each other. It was this third party who was doing it, making it look like they were doing it to each other. And so who's to say that isn't going on right now?
Yeah, that probably is going on right now. We just don't know about
it. It's so easy. Well, I can't say it's easy to do, but it's so easy to conceive that it could be done.
Well, what would prevent a nation like China, Russia, Turkey from outsourcing it to some other person?
Well, the whole point is, let's say you're China and you want to be the big dog on the block. But right now there are two other big dogs on the block in your way. Mm-hmm. So what's the best way to get rid of those two? Is it to go fight them both yourself or pit them once against another and let them fight it out? And then you come in and beat up the guy who's left.
Yeah.
You see?
Sounds like an old Western to me.
It's You Only Live Twice all over again. And so in the spy versus spy cloak and dagger world, it's impossible to really know what exactly is going on, which is, get back to these indictments. They're never going to have to prove these cases. So from Mueller's and Rosenstein's and anybody who's out to get the Russian standpoint, it's beautiful. You get to accuse them, you make it look like they did it, and then you don't ever have to prove it.
And what about artificial intelligence, too? The robotics now are so sophisticated that you wouldn't really need a third party to do anything. You can just program a robot to come up with a plot, like you said.
That reminds me of another movie. Did you ever see the Forbin Project? It was called Colossus, the Forbin Project.
No,
Colossus was a joint computer created by the United States and the Soviet Union to prevent nuclear war, to prevent an accidental nuclear war. Well, Colossus
was the computer.
Was a computer, and it took over the world itself.
Mm-hmm.
And for the human being's own good, you see? And so humanity became a slave to Colossus because Colossus could deal with human affairs better than human beings could. Mm-hmm. That's the world we're aiming for.
I think we're there. We just don't realize it.
That's where artificial intelligence will get us, because artificial intelligence is teaching computers to think, quote-unquote, and I say quote-unquote because it's not the same kind of mind or soul that we have, but it is a rudimentary form of thinking and can mm-hmm. build upon itself without our input after a certain point. And that was the whole premise by Colossus.
Yeah. Really scary stuff.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. But all this is, the spy versus spy, as I say, the spy versus spy world that we live in. And by the way, you'll love this, Kathy, because Kathy wants everybody fired.
Yeah, definitely.
She wants Mueller fired. She wants Rosenstein fired. She wants Jeff Sessions fired. And she's not alone.
Well, Donald Trump is the one who coined the phrase, you're fired. Why isn't he doing it?
Because it's working to his advantage not to do it in an odd sort of way. And it would just create more havoc if he did do it.
Wait till after the election.
But that's be more the time to do it if you're going to do it.
Right.
But the House of Representatives evidently has had it with Rosenstein. And Trey Gowdy was asked about this today. And he said he hasn't heard anything about it and he thinks it's a joke. But Fox and other networks are reporting that Mark Meadows and others are preparing impeachment papers against Rosenstein. And as Gowdy said, impeach him for what? Evidently, they're going to impeach him for not turning over the records that these committees have been demanding that he turn over.
That's typical stall tactics from...
Right.
Yeah, Devin Nunes, I think 2 weeks ago on Maria Bartiromo's show, was saying that 2 weeks ago they were going to go ahead and tender the impeachment proceedings. That was 2 weeks ago, and I don't know why they haven't done it by now.
Well, because what Rosenstein has done is he gave them a little bit more and then a little bit more. Pardon me.
Teasers.
Right. And some of the House members are at the end of their rope. But Trey Gowdy, even with everything that he did the other day in that hearing with Strzok, still thinks you got to let Mueller do his thing. You got to allow that Mueller is up and up, and Rosenstein's just doing his own job, and he is a Trump appointee. And so you're not going to get much sympathy along those lines anyway from Trey Gowdy, even though he sat in there the other day and
ripped him apart.
Right. And I mean, if all of his efforts really amount to nothing, Trey, why bother? All right. Well, we're going to have to bother with a break. It's no bother at all, really. We'll take it and come back. And Kathy's got some odd stuff for you. It just keeps coming. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are here live on a Sunday night, and thank you so much for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
All right. It is time to venture into the Twilight Zone. That means it's time for Kathy Santomassino's Sunday's Odd Stories.
Speaking of hardware, I got too much hardware on my head. I'm going to need to pare down a little so I can put my glasses on and read. Here we go. Well, remember my story last week about the man who listed a 6-year-old McDonald's meal on eBay? Remember that story?
Who bought it? Somebody get it?
Well, guess what? eBay pulled the auction.
Aubrey,
for the burger and fries, claiming it violated food policy, which states any food must have a clearly marked expiration or use by date. And surprisingly, the high bid reached $150.
$150.
Can you believe it?
How would you even know that it's actually, how old did he say it was?
Six years old.
6 years old. And the French fries, actually, you said still looked like French fries?
A little dark, but they were still, you know, they looked firm and crispy. I wouldn't eat it, though, would you?
Not likely, no.
Well, last Sunday, TSA agents at Miami International Airport found a live python that had been wrapped in a nylon stocking inside an external hard drive in the checked luggage. The unidentified woman was scheduled to travel to Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service took possession of the snake and sighted the woman, who, of course, missed her flight. If you think airplane seats can feel constricting, imagine how this little guy felt, the TSA post said.
Snakes on a plane.
There you go.
There you go.
And did you hear about the three-year-old French bulldog named Darcy, who had a medical emergency on a JetBlue flight from Florida to Massachusetts last week? Owners Michelle and Stephen Burt started noticing their dog was showing signs of distress. The dog's tongue began to turn blue, and she started having difficulty breathing, which prompted the flight crew to quickly step in with an oxygen mask.
Right.
Darcy was treated for hypoxia, which is a lack of oxygen in the body, by her owner, who held the oxygen mask over the dog's face. Many airlines ban French bulldogs from flying in cargo holds because of their respiratory issues. Mm-hmm. French bulldogs are more prone to respiratory problems when flying due to their short noses. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it puts them at higher risk for breathing problems. And a lot of dogs with what they call short noses, or they have that mask effect, mm-hmm. are not good candidates for flying in an airplane.
Yeah, those dogs were bred to be like that. And it makes it hard for them to breathe properly.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I didn't know that could be affected though on a plane flight.
I know. Well, the altitude. Yeah,
I saw, actually, after you started the story, I remember I saw a picture of it, and they showed the dog.
Yeah.
With the mask over its face, yeah. And it did all right. Yeah.
Anyway,
by the way, that's the way fire departments revive pets when they find them in.
And I've seen firemen in videos giving pets mouth to mouth. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Well, a Florida sheriff's office said a 13-foot alligator found in a public park might be the largest the agency has ever helped catch. The Sarasota sheriff's office said three deputies responded to Shamrock Park in Venice last Sunday on a report of a large alligator wandering the park. After the mega reptile was corralled and captured by a trapper, it was later hauled away. The alligator may be the largest ever captured in Sarasota County. The largest gator on record was captured. Can you guess where?
The largest gator ever captured.
What state?
I'd say Louisiana.
No.
Florida?
Alabama. Five members of the Stokes family captured and killed a giant alligator in the Alabama River on August 16, 2014. It measured 15 feet and 9 inches long and weighed a staggering 1,011 pounds.
That's a monster, not an alligator.
Yeah, that's a dinosaur. You better believe it. Yeah. 15 feet?
13-footer. That means their head is about a foot wide
more.
And by the way, a girl got bit in the leg, I think it was, just the other day here. A little
yeah, but she's making a full recovery.
In New Smyrna Beach.
No, you're talking about a shark attack. I'm talking about an alligator.
An alligator? Yeah, yeah, there was a model. And not in my stories this week, but there was a model who was doing some photography, and she ended up getting bitten on the wrist. She's fine. It was superficial, but she was scared nonetheless, you know, doing her swimsuit modeling, and here comes a shark.
Well, you're talking about the shark. But the state just allotted, I think it was a couple thousand or so tags to hunt alligators. Let me tell you something, though. This state is overpopulated with alligators.
Were protected. We weren't allowed to shoot them.
I know. And because they had their population.
They had been depleted.
Depleted. But the thing is, they're lizards, and they lay lots of eggs.
Yeah.
And they have very few natural predators, especially after the first year or so of their lives. And so their survivability is extremely high. And you want to see some monsters, go down there and look on the north shore of Lake Apopka over here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God,
there's some huge ones. Down to Miami as well, you know, you go down to the Everglades. And they're having problems there, too, with pythons that are actually killing
alligators. Yeah, that's
right.
If
you can believe it.
Yeah, they got that old Troy guy from the Swamp People show, then now they're shooting shows down there in the Everglades where he's helping them hunt for snakes.
I tell you, those guys are fearless, aren't they?
Yep.
They're nuts.
All in knowing how to do it.
You have to be, I guess, fearless and have strong forearms to do that kind of work. Well, we all know tomorrow will be the Helsinki Summit,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Well, a small Finnish craft brewery is paying a humorous tribute to the summit. RPS Brewing has issued a limited edition lager depicting cartoon U.S. and Russian presidents on its label with text for Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin saying, "Let's settle this like adults and making lager great again." The beer has been in high demand since it hit the shelves nationwide a few days ago, and the whole 10,000 bottle lot has already been sold out ahead of Monday's summit. Samples have also been delivered to the U.S. and Russian embassies in Helsinki. I know what the diplomats are going to be drinking there tomorrow.
Yeah, well, see, that's the way to do it.
You better believe it.
You know,
it.
All this hate business, just turn it into good business.
It's great when companies find an opportunity, whether it's political or what have you, and they capitalize on it.
And it sold out.
And Donald Trump should be proud.
The only
mistake
they made was not making enough.
Exactly. Well, workers in a Metro Cincinnati sewer district have amassed an impressive collection of toys, eyeglasses, and other objects that made their way through the city's sewer system. A plant supervisor at the station says items including balls and cell phones have been found. Supervisor Brad Blankenship and coworkers grab the interesting finds and add the sanitized objects to a shelf in the plant. No word as to whether these objects will ever hit the auction block.
You know, there's only one or two ways that an object like a cell phone or eyeglasses can find its way into the city sewer system.
The toilet.
The toilet, or just throw it into a drainage thing, right?
Right. So. And I'm sure in most cases, if it's eyeglasses and cell phones, guess what you're doing in the bathroom? Purely accidental, right?
Yeah. You're looking at something.
You're reading or you're talking on the phone.
There ain't nothing to see there, okay? just do away with it, right?
I tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, everyone has reading glasses in their restroom.
And by
right,
the way,
Aubrey?
Americans do oh, not.
I do.
The Americans do not know how to use the toilet properly.
That's a topic for another SOS News Sunday. I tell you what.
All right, I'll save that for another
crazy.
Time.
It's crazy.
But
well,
I do mean that sincerely. As I laugh.
Bathroom humor, right?
Well, it's bathroom etiquette when it gets right
down
to it.
Well,
people use so much Glade and stuff, and it's not necessary.
Oh, that stuff makes me sneeze. I hate those artificial fresheners.
And it's not necessary if you do something. And,
you know, there's nothing worse than to perfume your stink.
Let's just say
nasty.
You do not have to restrict yourself to flushing one time. You get the picture?
I just thought of something.
Never mind.
It's not dirty, but you know people who in lieu of a shower put on heavy cologne? That's what it reminds me of. Instead of taking a bath, they go and put on the Calvin Klein or whatever and then walk out the door. Have you ever been in an elevator in the hottest summer day with one of these people who you know they haven't bathed in, 2-3 days, but they put on a lot of cologne? It is asphyxiating, I'm telling you.
I try not to move in those circles.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, there are certain cultures, and I won't name who they are, that don't bathe every day. Americans are over-hygienic.
Yeah.
But you know who they are, right?
I guess you do.
Well, let's talk about the lottery. You know, we love our lottery stories every
week.
We
better talk about something else anyway.
Well, one of these days we'll be talking about winning a lottery, maybe. You never know.
Just remember, you can use the lever more than once.
Anyway.
That's called gambling.
Well, a Montana
it's
woman.
It's called cutting down on the smell.
A Montana right. woman is thanking her lucky stars after winning the lottery twice in one day. Are you believing this? Cheyenne Long bought a power play gold crossword on July 1st and won $2,000, but she had a gut feeling and decided to purchase 3 more tickets. Glad she did. The move paid off. She nabbed $75,000 in the highest prize possible. Hmm. She still ultimately will take home $53,000, according to a lottery press release. So that's still a nice day of winnings.
Little bit of found money.
For good luck, isn't it?
I suppose.
I have another lottery story after the break, Chris.
All right, yeah, we'll take a break. We've got another segment of the, actually another half hour of the show to go. And then you got 3 hours of live radio with Mark Walters and Armed American Radio. And if you didn't hear us earlier, we did talk tonight about the shooting in Chicago, which has finally brought attention to shootings in Chicago. Unfortunately, it wasn't a typical shooting in Chicago, which should be bringing attention there and doesn't. It was a shooting where a police officer, a woman police officer, shot a local barber by the name of Snoop, who evidently had a weapon and was acting like he might pull it out and use it. That's at least what the police are saying so far. Anyway, I'm hoping that Mark Walters will have more details later on his show. In the meanwhile, we'll be right back with more of our show.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. A video released from an officer's body cam shows a black man killed by Chicago police had a gun in a holster at his hip and was running away and clearly reaching toward that gun when he was shot multiple times. Police released the 30-second clip without sound today, a day after 37-year-old Harith Augustus was killed in a shooting that has set off violent protests in Chicago. After President Trump's one-on-one meeting Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the White House has announced a joint news conference in the morning. The meeting happens at 5:20 Eastern Time. That joint press conference at 9:50 Eastern Time tomorrow morning. The average price of regular grade gas in the U.S. fell a penny a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.94. Tromi Lundberg says 63 cents higher than a year ago. The highest average price in the lower 48, $3.74. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the lowest was $2.52 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're listening to SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hey, y'all, this is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys pile drive liberal baloney.
All right. Thanks for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate that. And don't forget, of course, tomorrow night, being Monday night, we will have Abe Katzman join us live from Jerusalem, where the Israeli military conducted the largest military attack in Gaza that they have done since 2014, I think. So we'll find out from Abe what that is all about, as well as some other things. And John Barrels will be in tomorrow night's show as well. All right, so we're still in the midst of Sunday's Odd Stories with Kathy Santomassino. I'm Christopher Hart, along with Aubrey Kahn and you. And the phone number for the Relax and Comfort Studios is 407-774-8255.
Well, a Massachusetts man said he had a strange feeling about a lottery drawing, and it led him to buy 9 identical tickets and win $900,000. Do you believe in this?
The number 9.
Robert Lundstedt said he bought 9 tickets at 4 different stores for the Massachusetts Lottery's mass cash drawing. He said he checked the newspaper last Tuesday morning and discovered all of his tickets matched the winning numbers. And the numbers were 1, 7, 11, 26, and 30.
So he bought the same numbers.
Same ticket with the same numbers at 4 different locations. I know it sounds bizarre, but for him it paid off.
Because they are
all the same numbers. Lundstedt's winnings after taxes will be $700,000. He plans on paying off his mortgage and his kids' student loans and saving the rest. That's a strange story, but it paid off. Well, what can I say? If it works, it works, right?
So was it a scratch-off ticket or was it?
No, it was a regular lottery where he wrote the numbers.
Okay,
numbers he chose beforehand, put them on different tickets at 4 different locations, spread around. It was a city in Massachusetts.
But in instances like that, right, the $900,000 prize, if he'd had one ticket, he would have won the $900,000. What they did is they shared it amongst all winners, and he had all the winning tickets.
Right.
Right.
But here's the thing. If he hadn't won the grand prize, if he'd won one of the lesser prizes, then the multiplier would have actually benefited
him. Yeah, I think you're right.
If he'd only
I think you're right.
If it was 5 numbers, they probably paid 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. Right.
And if he'd hit 3 or 4, then he would have gotten the advantage of the multiplier.
Right.
And he didn't really lose anything. It just it cost him $9
instead of 1.
Right, exactly.
Small investment. Investment for a big payoff, though.
But normally people would choose 9 different sets of numbers trying to get the one set that would hit.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is a sort of an odd way to go about
it. It's an odd way to win, but he won.
Hey.
You know,
more power
works,
to him, right?
More power to him.
With it.
More money, anyway.
Well, you know how sleep-deprived Americans are, right, Aubrey? Like, you look like your eyes
are heavy
right now, and you're ready for a nap.
That's because he hasn't been sleeping on his brand-new Relax and Comfort bed yet.
Right.
Well,
it's waiting for him.
A Houston-based mattress company is offering a dream job for those who want to be paid to sleep. A bed-testing snooze turn. Okay, you've heard of an intern. This is a snooze turn.
Okay.
Mattress firm said it is accepting applications through July 23rd for the paid internship, which would involve testing out new and popular beds while chronicling the experience in videos and on social media platforms. Applicants must be at least 18 years of age, proficient in napping, and be passionate about sleep and comfort.
Proficient in napping.
Where do I sign up for this gig?
It sounds like one of those things you hear every now and then, the study of a product or whatever, you know. And so
you'll find they pay weekly. Very weekly.
Well, I never wanted to be sleeping, though, where a bunch of people could sit there and watch me sleeping.
And don't test it out naked.
Well, you know, the California wildfires have been devastating this year. And a California couple lost all their possessions in a house fire, including a lost wedding ring. Ishu and Laura Rao went to their home in search for Laura's wedding ring, like finding a needle in a haystack, right? Well, miraculously, they located it in a burnt pile of rubble. Upon finding the ring, Ishu dropped to one knee and then proposed to his wife again at the place they had shared for a short 3 years, which proves there is always hope after tragedy. And what's the likelihood of finding one little ring and that much ash? I mean, that to me is quite remarkable. I don't know. It's
I don't know. Could you use one of those like metal detectors?
Metal detectors. You know, if it was him that had a ring missing, I got one. I could have given him.
Yeah. Well, a Nebraska 16-year-old who owns 1,841 pieces of Muppets memorabilia set a Guinness World Record with his collection. Rhett Safranek, 16, holds the record for largest collection of the Muppets memorabilia, which he said began when he was only 2 months old, when his parents bought him a set of two Muppet VHS tapes. Safranek was born in the year the Muppet Show celebrated the 25th anniversary of its premiere episode. His huge collection includes tapes, stuffed animals, games, and objects autographed by Muppeteer performers. How long has the Muppets been on TV? It's what?
I don't know,
40 years?
30 or 40 years,
a
yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
They still don't get old.
No, they don't indeed.
it's the end of an era for the man who holds the world record for longest fingernails on one hand. Did you hear about
the
this, end, Chris?
The longest fingernails on one hand?
Yeah, yeah. Well, his name is Sridhar Shalal. He's of India. And he hadn't cut his fingernails on his left hand since 1952 when he was 14 years old. And a teacher got mad at him for breaking a nail. Chalal decided to see how long he could grow them, even though the Guinness Book of World Records didn't exist back then. The 82-year-old record holder managed to get his nails to grow a collective length of about 29 feet, 10 inches, before being officially honored by Guinness in November 2014. But he decided to cut away an important part of his life earlier this week when he flew to New York to have the nails removed by a doctor. The nails are now on display at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Auditorium, and that's spelled ODT in Times Square.
Now, obviously, they grew and
they curl.
They curl, yeah. They look like tree branches after a while.
Can you imagine trying to do anything with your hand with those things on the tips?
Look at my nails.
It makes it easy to scratch where it itches, right?
No.
These are my real nails, by the way, and let me tell you, this is long. And I trim them like every couple of weeks because they grow so fast. It's unbelievable.
Are they curling yet?
Not yet, but they're long. Well, a Texas police department is asking for the public's help to identify a burglary suspect who used a pair of underpants to disguise his face.
Yeah, this one made rounds on TV.
I hope he washed them first.
The Leander Police Department posted a video to Facebook showing a suspect who appears to be a young man climbing into a landscape supply store through a window. The man is clearly visible to the security camera, but a pair of underwear on his head conceals most of his face. The post asked anyone who recognizes the underpants bandit to contact police, and the unusual headgear was briefs and not boxers.
I was going to say, these were men's underwear,
men's
not
women's. Underwear.
Yeah, he couldn't disguise himself much wearing a thong, right?
Depends on which end you have up front, I guess.
Keep it clean, Chris. You know, we know that animals can sense earthquakes before they strike.
That's right.
And a video from a cat cafe in Japan shows some of these kitties perking up and running across the room before a trembler struck last month. In the video, you hear a cracking noise a few seconds before the cats start running, and then the earthquake begins shaking the building. And you also heard of the tsunami in Indonesia that had the same effect, and the elephants ran away from the beach when they heard it.
Right.
Even though with the human ear, you can't necessarily hear the vibrations, but animals, when it comes to sound, have a sixth sense.
And elephants actually use their feet to sense things.
Because the earth, the noise coming from the earth.
Right. They use their feet. And if you ever watch them in their behavior, too, they'll notice not only with their trunk, but they'll use their feet, their front feet, to kind of touch things.
Yeah.
And
they're very tactile.
Very, very sensitive. By the way, there was a man in California who used to predict earthquakes. I don't know if he's still around or has it died. But he would, every day, he would look in the newspapers in the lost and found. And because not only can they predict them just minutes before, they can predict them in some cases days before. The Greeks would watch animals back 2,500 years ago and had determined that animals were somehow predictive of earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, when he would see the lost and found for dogs and cats jump and all of a sudden there were a lot more of them in there, he knew something was coming.
And, you know, birds also do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are in tune to the earth in ways that we are possibly capable of, but are not in tune to.
Well, if you went barefoot and had big ears like an elephant, maybe you could.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They can more or less hear with their feet,
right?
Because sound is a vibration. Mm-hmm. So
they use all their senses,
right? So
I think animals.
By the way, you'll see. Speaking of elephants, you will see if you go to our Facebook page where Democrats are looking for their next presidential contender.
Oh,
compliments
wow.
of Aubrey Kahn.
Yeah, that was a good one, Aubrey.
And you'll just have to go to our Facebook page and see for yourself, because I dare not describe it.
Yeah.
All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. We got one more break, one more segment to go, and then, of course, you got 3 hours with Armed American Radio coming up next. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow night, so fear not. We're here, and you're there, and we thank you so much for that. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the American Adversaries, and we are here live. All right, once again, thanks for you folks who've been listening and watching on Facebook, and to you folks who will be listening and watching later on Facebook. We thank you for that as well. I got a couple of little things here before we wrap up the show. First of all, the United States of America even though President Trump pulled out of the Paris, so-called Paris Accords, United States of America led the world last year in reducing our CO2 footprint. And this is in spite of the fact that we're using more energy than ever before. As a matter of fact, at some point here in the next few weeks or so, the United States will pass, the world will pass the use of 100 million barrels of oil a day. That's the demand has been going up significantly over the past few years and will continue to go up. And with Germany now turning away from solar energy back toward fossil fuels, you can expect the demand to go up even more. And, of course, this was a point of contention at the UN summit in Brussels this past week, with President Trump revealing the Germans having this big old pipeline. And by the way, they're going to build that thing across, you know, across rivers and through the trees and wherever grandma goes in the sled.
Where's our EPA?
Where's the environmentalists? Right. You know, where's the cries from the people who are still members of the Paris Accord? And speaking of that sort of thing, recycling. Mm-hmm. A couple of 3 months ago, we did a candidate forum for people who are running for the Apopka City Council. You remember we were at the Journey Church over here?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I had the opportunity and the privilege of being the moderator. And I remember it was two panels of four people running for two different seats. And one of the guys running for a seat was talking about some of the things he wanted to deal with, and he was talking about the so-called recycling project in Apopka, where people have to put out stuff in a certain, you know, time of the week in a certain barrel or
and
whatever.
Certain items have to be, and other items aren't.
And I know Orange County
does the same thing.
And they just announced a program where for the next few weeks or so, they're going to have recycling cops. I'm calling them go around.
Right, and they're going to put orange stickers on.
Yeah, they're going to look in people's recycling bins.
And people are upset
because they at work. You know, we solved that problem in City of Altamont. You know what we have? You put your bin out, of course, Tuesday night or Wednesday early morning.
Right.
And I'll look out my window occasionally and I'll hear like a truck, but it's not the recycling truck. And it's a pickup truck. And I see kids going through my recycles. And they're pulling out my newspapers and taking them
cans.
Away. Yeah. And I'm like,
they're probably doing like a newspaper drive.
Yeah,
or something.
But I mean, this happens quite frequently.
But see, here's what Apopka has been doing with their recycles. They take them to the same landfill that they take everything else.
And they just dump it.
Oh, right. You're kidding. What a waste.
And it's because recycling has become more of a problem than a solution. Because there isn't enough demand for the recycled materials.
And it costs more to recycle than it does just to dump it.
Right. And so,
then why did they even start it?
Right.
To appease people.
Did they do?
Exactly.
Any kind of study before they started it? No, it's
appeasement.
Because I've had recycling in City of Altamont for, 10 years at least. I think we were the first city in Central Florida to actually kick it off.
Actually, the idea of recycling goes back into the 70s.
And beyond, because we used to use glass bottles. Remember those?
Right. Yeah. But that had more to do, though, with the materials available rather than a conscious effort to recycle. In other words, they were being recycled because it was more of an economic practicality than it was because of a green-oriented philosophy. Right. So now you have the green oriented philosophy. Well, California is discovering the same problem, that many of their recyclables are winding up in the local landfills.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Californians can't understand why, because the thinking is that anything that is recycled is definitely a good thing. Now, I do carpentry, and a great deal of the carpentry that I do is replacing recycled materials that were used to build with. And I'm talking primarily about a material called masonite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Masonite was recycled sawdust.
I remember that. What a nightmare.
What they did was they took sawdust and under high intense pressure, along with glue, they mashed it into boards. And as long as it stays dry,
it's fine.
It's fine. But it don't stay dry.
Isn't
in Florida.
That like Chinese drywall too?
No,
sort of?
No, it's separate from that because that's just
that was chemical.
Was a chemical.
Okay.
This is the process that everybody thought simply because this was a recycled material. It was the answer to all of our cutting trees down.
They used it for soffits,
right?
And stupid.
Actually, soffits is not as bad as using it for siding. But anytime
it's
you use it in the exterior of a house, it's basically glorified cardboard because it's sawdust and glue. Mm-hmm. Now, the product that I use to replace it with is Hardie Board, mm-hmm. which is cement dust and polymers. So it's sort of the same idea, but it's not a recyclable. You see, mm-hmm. it's a product made the way they were doing this recyclable, but because the recyclable product turns out to be trash.
Right.
The only place where it's actually held up well is in places like Arizona, where it's primarily dry.
There was a big
lawsuit against, I think it was Georgia Southern, mm-hmm. and a big class action lawsuit because of this product. But it was because of the mentality that anything that is recycled is good. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always work out that way. It reminds me of... Do you remember when McDonald's went to the styrofoam containers for everything?
Yep, and an outcry.
The reason they did that is because there was an outcry about all of the paper that they were using, mm-hmm. and their paper bags, and their little cardboard containers, and their wraps. And so, okay, they hear the call. They hear the clarion call, so what do? They go to styrofoam. And lo and behold, they built their own factory to make these products with all the containers.
Right.
And next thing the environmentalists are up in arms about that because the process that it took to make the styrofoam was creating ozone problems, and the styrofoam doesn't break down quickly enough in the environment.
Right.
What about the Californians banning plastic straws now?
Well, not just California. Washington State has done the same. Starbucks is banning them, too.
Well, what happened to paper straws?
I was just going to say, why we had plastic straws?
Because it was easier and quicker and cheaper than the paper straws.
And it was environmentally seen as...
Right, because the paper was wax-coated.
And because you were using paper, which is a tree product.
Right.
Right? But it turns out that the natural products are, in fact... the more recyclable product than the so-called recyclable product.
Yeah, because paper can be recycled. Newspaper can be recycled.
But what they've done is, for instance, with Washington State, right, they're banning plastic straws, but they're giving drug addicts all of these plastic syringes to inject themselves with stuff.
Well, that has to do with the fact they're trying to cut down on hepatitis and things that are dirty needles. But that's a different thing. But anyway, I see we're now back up on the big stations. If you've been listening to
we've got like 3 minutes.
Post-game show. You're hearing a little banner at the end of our show. I hope that you'll be intrigued enough to go to our website or our Facebook page, American Adversaries or AmericanAdversaries.com, and listen to the entirety of tonight's show. We did talk about the indictments. We talked about Helsinki and the summit, and we talked about the shooting in Chicago, all of that in tonight's show. Now, speaking of that shooting in Chicago, I anticipate Mark Walters and his gang will be talking about it here and momentarily when his show begins at 8 o'clock on these same stations. And hopefully they'll have more details about what happened. And it's sad that it took a police shooting to bring attention to all the shootings that occur in Chicago on a regular basis. Unfortunately, that part of the story is probably going to be left out by the mainstream media if they get around to it. But anyway, I'm pretty confident that Mark Walters and his guys will be getting around to it here momentarily. They'll probably also talk about the Supreme Court nominee, the Brett Kavanaugh, and what he means to the Second Amendment. So all of that coming up next with Mark Walters and Armed American Radio. And by the way, Kathy does a tremendous amount of work on a daily basis, putting stuff up on our Facebook page you know, that isn't in the show, and a lot of it doesn't even play into part of the show. Sometimes it does. And certain stories that we talk about in the show, sometimes we link to on our Facebook page. So there's a lot of reasons other than to watch our show, and that's a good one too, on the Titan Cave Cam, but there are a lot of reasons to check out our Facebook page on a regular basis, and we appreciate each and every one of you who does that, whether you like us or not, Maxine. So anyway, thanks for being out there, whoever you are, and for whatever reason you are out there. We really do appreciate that. All right, don't forget tomorrow night, Abe Katzman, John Barros with us. Tuesday night is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And Wednesday, we are going to be celebrating. Well, you'll just have to tune in to find out why. All right, big day for us on Wednesday. Hope it is for you, too. Big day for the United States and the world, perhaps tomorrow, as the two leaders of the most powerful countries in the world, at least militarily speaking, meet face-to-face. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 8 o'clock.